15 minutes past 8 a.m. here on 2SER Breakfast. Normally, I would be joined by Michael Jones to run us through the movie reviews of the week. He is off gadivanting, globetrotting, seeing the sights. But never fear, Chris Evans from Film Fight Club joins us in the studio now. Chris, good morning.
Morning, Tess.
So what are we taking a look at this week?
Well, we're watching Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Now, I have seen this on the back of buses. This is the movie poster with The Rock trying to jump between two towers in what looks physically unlikely.
Yeah, and people on Twitter have been working out the physics of the jump he's depicted doing there and figuring out that The Rock is definitely either going splat or falling into a towering inferno.
Either way, it's not looking good for The Rock.
No, it's not. But what we see in the film is sold a little bit better than on the poster, but ridiculous on its own right. I need to walk you through the plot to give you a sense of just how absurd this movie is.
Okay.
The Rock plays... It's funny, I keep calling him The Rock, even though he wants to be Dwayne Johnson at this point.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he's Dwayne... For a while, he was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Now he's just Dwayne Johnson.
But to everyone, he's The Rock.
For all intents and purposes.
He's The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah, got it.
So he is a security contractor. He's formerly a SWAT team guy or something, but he was involved in some kind of accident, which means he's lost his leg, which is one of the only interesting things about the movie. He can use his prosthetic leg as a prop to smack people in the face or wedge open closing doors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's basically him being disabled in this way is presented in outside of those elements, pretty non-sensationalized, neutral way. So that's something to be said about the movie. But anyway, he is this former SWAT guy who now works as a security contractor on a... he's been hired to work on this skyscraper in Hong Kong, which we are informed is like 1.5 times the size of the Burj Khalifa.
The
hugest skyscraper ever to be built. And it's basically an ad in the way that the film sets it up for Chinese ingenuity.
Okay.
Gone are the days where we used to roll our eyes watching blockbusters at how the aliens are always attacking America and disasters are always striking in New York or LA. These days, instead, we can roll our eyes at how every single blockbuster is set in China and built around genius Chinese scientists in a bid to win over the Chinese market that's become so important to Hollywood.
I have actually, now that you mention it, I have not seen a lot of movies, but the ones I have seen, that's been a trope, yes.
Yep. Anyway, terrorists want to get at the Chinese billionaire.
Of course they do.
Yeah. Right when The Rock, who's been doing his security presentation, is in the building with his family. Outside of his family, no one else is in the building, so when the disaster strikes, you don't need to worry about the mass carnage. It can just be focused on Rock has to save his family. Okay, so terrorists set the building alight because they want a flash drive.
A flash drive?
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Instead of just going up to, maybe hold this billionaire guy at gunpoint, they decide to set the whole building on fire in order to override the security in the building to get him out of his panic room so they can steal his flash drive.
Because the easiest thing in the world would be trying to find a flash drive in a burnt down building worth of rubble.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Flawless logic.
Yeah, if their plan failed at any point, then...
They're screwed.
Exactly, yeah. It makes no sense at all. The Rock... he would just love it if he were listening to this, wouldn't he?
We're sorry, Dwayne.
We're sorry, Dwayne. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is outside of the building when the fire hits. And the terrorists, because of course they do, frame him.
Right.
So the police believe that he's the one responsible. And when they come after him, holding him at gunpoint, if you were Dwayne The Rock Johnson, would you A, tell them, look, my family's in that building? Even if they're going to arrest him, maybe they can send in someone professional to control the situation. Or B, climb 100 stories on a crane.
What?
Fight off the police in order to do that, and then leap into the building. Somehow he still has the strength to do just that, and then do a hell of a lot more climbing, running, jumping, screaming action throughout this film.
Truly amazing. I feel like the plot doesn't really matter at this point.
No, at this point, it's just completely absurd. And at no point in the film does anyone think to call up the billionaire in the building and say, hey, we've been told that The Rock is the terrorist guy here. but he's claiming otherwise. Let's just run it by you. And he could have just said, yeah, actually, it's these European diehard-esque terrorists. Dwayne's my best friend.
Wow.
But yeah, no one ever thinks to do that, just so that we can up the stakes in the absurdity of the things that he has to do. As you say, the plot doesn't matter at this point. It's a movie that's really out of time in a lot of ways, because we've kind of gone away from big star-driven movies as the formula in blockbusters towards a more brand-oriented approach. Here's Transformers. Here's Captain America. Here's one of 50 other characters that you might have seen on a cereal box at some point. But this is really driven by the casting of Dwayne Johnson. He's become a sort of brand in himself, especially after appearing in the Fast and Furious movies, where he just represents insane derring do. You know, he is his own superhero at this point. If there's anyone that you could sort of semi-buy, or at least go with the idea that they could climb 100 stories on a crane and then make this incredible leap into a skyscraper, it's Dwayne Johnson. His casting is basically the magic trick of the movie that sort of holds it all together. There's scenes where he has to hold up a bridge as his family crosses it.
What? Yeah. Okay.
And he has to climb across the outside of a building in order to get into a room. It's just endless, ridiculous stunts by The Rock. But the problem with this movie achieving the sort of cheese nirvana that I think it's going out for is the physicality of it is lacking. It's assembled from a bunch of cliches from a lot of better movies, like, as I mentioned before, Die Hard. There's a similarity and some stolen stunts from the really great Burj Khalifa scene in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. And it's, you know, the towering inferno, of course, springs to mind. But a big problem this movie has that those lack is that it's so obviously a CGI building. They don't really use the environment that well, because you can sense that it's fake. The fire never looks real. Compared to the Mission Impossible stunt, where Tom Cruise is obviously there and doing his own stunts, and you can feel the real sense of vertigo, this just comes across like curiously weightless and obviously fake. So it's not as enjoyable as it could be. It's a terrible movie in a lot of ways. It just feels it feels completely weightless. But for some reason, I had fun. I think it doesn't take itself that seriously. It never portrays any of this like you should really care that much, like there's any genuine drama to it. It's basically Hollywood hack work directed in a really flat way. But what are you really looking for if you're going to Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? I think people looking for a mindless time waster will be pleased. I think this is the perfect TV movie. And by that, I mean like a pizza and TV as in network TV with ads, which is to say it's really a film out of time, straight out of the 90s, the height of disaster movie cheese. But if that's the kind of thing you go for, then sure, go for Skyscraper with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Before I let you go, Chris, thumbs up, thumbs down overall. Should people go see it on the weekend?
I would definitely say thumbs down, but if you're still interested in the movie at this point, thumbs way up.
Because, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's nonsense, but I enjoyed it more than like Ant-Man and the Wasp or whatever other nonsense is out this week. It at least knows that it's trash, and there's a level of fun to be had in indulging in that.
It owns it. Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks so much for that, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Evans there from Film Fight Club. Film Fight Club is every Wednesday night right here on 2SER, running us through the movie reviews of the week, Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson, because apparently we're not meant to call him The Rock anymore.